As we head into the holidays and the new year, Arkansas's faith leaders are expressing their disappointment over Congress's inaction on DACA, or Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. They say they're also disappointed by the lowering of refugee admission levels during a global refugee crisis. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church Pastor Clint Schneckloth wrote the Statement of Unity on the issues, and it's been signed by dozens of other clergy across the state.
It's been really remarkable to have so many signatories. We have signatories on our statement, which you can look at online, from Roman Catholic, Episcopalian, Methodist, Southern Baptist, Quaker, Lutheran, non-denominational, evangelical, Disciples of Christ, United Church of Christ. There are signatories from all religious perspectives on the document, and these are the faith leaders in the state of Arkansas. So we're really proud to have such ecumenical and broad document that expresses our faith.
Several local clergy joined Pastor Schneckloth at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Fayetteville yesterday to express support. Representatives from several local nonprofits dealing with refugee and illegal immigration issues were present as well, including Myra Esquivel. She's the Immigrant Integration Director with Arkansas United Community Coalition. She's also one of the undocumented immigrants known as Dreamers.
We're treated as bargaining chips in the whole deal. It's okay, you give us protection, but we have to hand over our parents. We have to put our parents on a platform of risk. And that is something that is not going to work.
She says she wants to see Republicans act on DACA before the end of the year, although that doesn't look very likely as discussions of a Dreamer immigration bill are not on the U.S. Senate agenda for this month. She says she's frustrated by Arkansas's representatives in Washington and says she feels like they're dragging their feet. Pastor Schneckloth echoed the sentiment.
So what I think is really powerful about that is what that means is our elected officials are speaking alone and apart from the dominant Christian voice on this issue.
Pastor Schneckloth also says he wants to remind elected officials that as Christmas approaches, Jesus himself was a refugee who had to flee to Egypt.
This administration really is prioritizing these kinds of ways of talking about national security and prioritizing their view of how America ought to be. But I don't think it's really part of the overall American identity.
Faith leaders in central Arkansas also gathered yesterday in Little Rock to express their unity with Pastor Schneckloth.